Okay, we are now back in session. The next item on the agenda. Is the West Tennessee parcel map TPM20-03. Staff report, please.
John West is requesting approval of a tentative parcel map to subdivide an existing 420-acre parcel into four parcels of 47.81, 47.46, 123.95, and 53.73 acres, with a remainder parcel of 155.17 acres. The subject parcel is located at 2201 East Louis Road, northeast of Gazelle. It's within the Ag-2B40 zoning district, which allows a minimum parcel size upon division of 40 acres. All surrounding parcels are also zoned for non-prime agricultural uses and are 40 acres or larger. All four parcels plus the remainder would be accessed from Louis Road, a public road. The four proposed parcels have approved septic sites. Water for the four sites is proposed to be provided by an existing agricultural well, which would require a shared well and maintenance agreements to be recorded. The remainder parcel would continue to be served by an existing domestic water well. The project is consistent with the Subdivision Map Act, general plan, and zoning for its area. The project is proposed to be exempt from CEQA pursuant to sections 15061B3 and 15304 because there are no unusual circumstances or future activities which might reasonably result in this project having a significant effect on the environment. No public comments were received for this project. Environmental Health, CAL FIRE, and the Treasurer Tax Collectors commented on this project regarding their requirements, and staff recommends determining the project categorically exempt and approving this tentative parcel map. There's a suggested motion in the packet.
Thank you. Any questions at this time of staff? Seeing none, I will open a public hearing.
Please press star 9 if you would like to speak on the West Tentative Parcel Map project. I have a couple of individuals on the line. If your last four digits are 0499, please go ahead and unmute.
Good morning.
Good morning. Please state your name and address for the record.
Joan Thompson. We have undeveloped property across from the property in question on East Louis Road. The property has just a small underground layer of water. This is not an underground stream to replenish the already low water table. Former owners, the Lohman family, sold the property because they pumped the large agricultural wells dry. There's not sufficient water for irrigation. We feel concerned about the possibility of property being sold to marijuana growers. Nearby Juniper Valley has cartels with growers brandishing their weapons, and there have been shootings. They grow marijuana but don't follow the laws and cause nighttime traffic drug dealing. In addition to the illegality and the scarcity of water for irrigation, they've caused fires and there were burglaries on four surrounding properties last fall and just 8 days ago. A 1,500 gallon water tank from the property in question that's being considered today, then from surrounding properties which received this notice of division, they stole an ATV, three trailers, two were travel trailers, and they broke into storage containers and stole items. people that we have met have moved away from Juniper Valley area because they had to carry a gun outside their front door to protect themselves from wild dog packs. The growers let their dogs go free or leave them behind. For the reasons of illegality, water scarcity, theft, fire, gun, and dog dangers, in addition to insufficient funds for enforcement, we and our neighbors do have cause for great concern. Thank you.
Thank you. Would the caller whose last four digits are 5985 please unmute?
Hello, can you hear me?
We can, thank you. Please state your name and address for the record.
This is John Eiler. We're at 3706 East Louis Road. I am, again, agreement completely with the person that had just spoken. Also, I want to raise concerns about Louis Road, that when you start developing the property out here, Louis Road hasn't had anything done for over 50 years that we've lived here, and we're just adding more and more to it. Anytime you start doing a subdivision, I think that the county should be thinking about the access on Louis Road. And also that every parcel should have an encroachment permit to get on and off Louis Road. And there's between the freeway and at least the Shasta River, I can't count more than one culvert that goes across the road. And I really feel that if you're going to allow this to go through, that the county should come through with funds to improve the road. And the water is the other object that she brought up, that the Lowmans did run their well dry, and they're running just enough for their big house out there right now. I don't know how they can think that they have a well that'll furnish four parcels. And the marijuana is a big issue with growers right in our area. We would just assume that we didn't have any more. That concludes what I have to say.
Thank you very much for your comment. Please press star 9 if you have any comments on the west tentative parcel map. Seeing none at this time. Oh, wait, we just got another one. 5637, if the last four digits of your phone are 5637, it's your turn.
Yes, can you hear me?
We can, thank you. Please state your name and address for the record.
My name is Christiane Higby, and we're the property owners of Bruce and Christiane Higby under parcel number 020030-160, directly across the street from the proposed development. And we both agree with Joan Thompson's comment, and the gentleman that just spoke, I believe his name was John Eiler. Great concerns over grows in our immediate area and the crime that has picked up as a result. And we do have an active investigation in place. And I think our main concern is wanting to know what will be developed across the street. We don't want any more grows. We don't want pot farmers. We don't want more crime. And we don't know if it's going to be a residential development or condominiums or anything like that, but we'd like to know what is going on or what will be put in across the street. It's hard for us to approve a project when we don't really know anything about it, other than it's going to be subdivided.
Thank you. Is that the conclusion of your comment?
Yes.
Thank you. One last time, if you'd like to comment on the West tentative parcel map project, please press star 9 at this time. And seeing none.
At this time, I will close the public hearing and bring it back to the commission.
At the last meeting, I mentioned that Blair Hart had comments on the previous meeting, which was there by the Weed Golf Course. And I believe he had a comment. His comment was that water availability was a concern and we should address that. Well, I brought it up last meeting. He wasn't here to comment on it, but I wondered now if Blair, am I correct that you were concerned at that meeting with that lot split on next to the White Weed Golf Course, that water availability was your concern?
Commissioner Hart, please press, I think it's star 5 to unmute.
Star 6.
Can you hear me?
We can, thank you.
My concern was not about water availability. My concern was about the stream running down through that property there, because it's under a TMDL, which is total maximum daily load for pollutants. And there is a proposal to, at some time, introduce coho salmon back up in there via the diversion ditch off of Park Street back into the Shasta River. So that was my issue there, not in regards to whether or not there was availability of water for a house.
No.
It's a totally different subject.
I was mistaken.
I'm biting my tongue giving you guys opportunity before I jump in.
Through the chair.
Yes.
If the commission would like, planning staff can address some of the issues that were brought up through public comment. So, for example, one of the public commenters identified, you know, what would be put in, what is the project. So the project before you is strictly to subdivide property. No development is proposed or foreseen as a result of this, but this would facilitate the ability to develop for new resultant parcels. Those parcels are zoned AG2, which is non-prime agricultural zoning district, and generally the land uses that are allowed with the AG2 zoning district are commercial agricultural activities along with single-family dwellings. So condominiums would not be allowed to be developed on these properties without a zone change and appropriate approvals or other intensive uses. So the zoning is staying the same. It is generally AG2 B40 throughout the project vicinity, large area, all zoned AG2 B40. All the properties are 40 acres or larger. So the configuration of the proposed tentative parcel map is kind of consistent with the area. The other concerns related to road standards and encroachment permits, should any development be proposed on the resultant parcels in the future, they would need to get appropriate building permit approvals, which include encroachment permits from the county's Public Works Department. Lastly, there were some concerns that this could result in illegal activities, and while those concerns are valid, it's a little bit speculative in nature, and that is all I have to say for those.
And further conversation regarding the water supply, take note of Mr. Wallace's plot map indicates a agricultural well with a production of 250 gallons per minute and also a residential well of 50 gallons per minute. So there appears to be some discrepancy there.
Commissioner?
That was my question about the well.
Yeah, I've looked them up on the map.
There's a term for this, and I don't know what it is, but say parcel three, okay? And it said, sells to Mr. Jones. And how long before Mr. Jones can come in and ask for a lot split to put four or three 40-acre parcels in?
So how quick is it would be as soon as the parcel map is recorded, creating those legal lots. With that being said, if you look at parcel three, it does have a unique configuration. Trying to subdivide that further while meeting the county code requirements for lot dimensions could be difficult.
But I'll bet there's an engineer out there that could do it. He's got a 350-foot easement, or...
Right. There are specific depth to width ratios within the county code that have to be met. So trying to subdivide parcel three further to meet our requirements could be difficult. But once again, should an individual propose further subdivision, that project would come back before the Planning Commission to ensure that it's compatible, it meets our zoning and general plan, and that future development wouldn't hinder the developability of the surrounding parcels here.
What is the term they use when they do that? They roll those into, you take one and you have a 600 acres, and then you break that four ways, and then you break the four ways down again four ways.
So the question is, so the question relates to if you have a large, say, square property, and you subdivide it into four equal squares, and you keep going about, I believe that term is called quartering.
That's what it is.
But, yeah.
Thanks.
Commissioner Fowle?
Yep. So, this goes back to discussion and request from Commissioner Hart and myself to staff to get Mr. Parker and company before us to give us a detailed report on the Sigma efforts, not only for Shasta, but Scott and Butte.
Yes.
Because we've been warning about this for a long time. And here is another prime example of a 420-acre ranch that, A, you're not going to be able to do much with 250 gallons a minute, agriculturally speaking. And with the language that I have seen on our side for the Scott Sigma plan, language that infers pumps will be shut off at a certain point in time to increase flows, protect the aquifer. We're a whole different because we do actually recharge every year. But looking at this, if there's the potential risk of not being able to irrigate past May 30th, past June 30th, the viability of this 420 acres to operate as a ranch is gone. And the only option for a property owner to make a living is going to be to subdivide and sell. Because 250 gallons a minute, you can supply water to four, in this case, five parcels with homes on it. And it's going to be development after development after development, even if it is only single dwelling homes. Going back to keep trying to keep this black and white, there is nothing legally within the findings on this proposal to deny the project proponent what they're trying to do. Because I think they're probably reading the tea leaves and know that the water's not going to be there, and they're going to be at the front of the race, splitting their place up and selling pieces off. We're going to be seeing a lot more of these, and I still want to see Mr. Parker seated here before us to give us a detailed presentation on Cigna for the three basins.
Yes, so staff actually reached out to Mr. Parker about possibly giving a presentation at today's hearing. He asked for additional time while he kind of worked with county council, had some questions for them. So we are anticipating that Matt provides a presentation during the March Planning Commission meeting.
Which ironically is real close to the deadline before any of our comments can be worked into the plan. I'm not impressed.
Well, I think you're getting back, Jeff, to my comment about water availability, and that's a concern I think should be on our minds when we make these decisions. Lake Chestina, the subdivision there, has 2,500 lots available for construction. Single-family house.
A little bit louder.
Lake Chestina has 2,500 lots available for construction there. If each household was 200 gallons a day, there you have a water shortage that would eventually flow into the Shasta River. So I just throw that out as your concern is well taken.
Is there only three districts that are being studied, or were there four that, like the valley?
There are three basins that specifically are being addressed and were identified under the original Cigna Act. There's a fourth, I think it's a South County, Mount Shasta area that has been petitioned to be added into
to
it.
That, yes.
But that watershed's
I don't know that it has or not.
That water flows south.
Yeah.
Yeah. My concern are the three areas where
clarity,
we have
because I heard there were
viable ag farms and ranches in the Butte Valley, the Shasta Valley, and the Scott Valley that are going to be placed under excessive, in my opinion, restrictions of water use. And specifically on our side, when you have most of them are already adjudicated.
Yep.
It's about, the proverbial feces are about to hit the fan.
We talked about this, you and I, a long time ago.
So what do you want to do with this?
I'll make the motion, unless Commissioner Hart has something to add. His hand's still up.
Yeah, I got a lot to say on this. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
This parcel has never been a profitable farm operation ever. And you got right, we have a hard time making a living out there. This is on top of the slurry flow when Chestina last erupted. Trying to find any kind of water out there for any kind of agricultural purposes is not very good. As far as the groundwater management plan for the Shasta River and for all three valleys, the Planning Commission can comment on it. But it's not going to be incorporated into the county general plan, as I understand. I guess there'll be some information there that we can look at down the road. We're not as dire on the analysis on the Shasta River as it is in Scott Valley. There's too much unknown over here as to where water's coming from and where it's going. As far as it being subdivided and potential pot farms coming in here, acreage size doesn't seem to matter to those people out there. They're buying up big chunks, and then they're turning around and renting out certain size parcels within those bigger parcels to individuals to set up greenhouse operations. They're not going through the legal process to subdivide properly, so it's everything is legal, but plain staff just had a heck of a problem with this. So I'm not too concerned about that. The crime issue is very real. Just in the last 2 weeks, basic fence was broken into out there on Overland Road. Had a Bobcat skid steer on a trailer stolen, four-wheeler stolen. Down Philippi Lane where the paving company's at, they had a semi with a deli dump stolen. They did recover that down in fair condition. Across the street on Edgar Beswick Road, there is an RV storage facility that was broken into and items were stolen. There's a lot of crime going on right now. Sheriff's Department's underfunded, understaffed, the fire department, and I don't know what all we could do about that, but as far as the water issue here, I don't know what's going to happen. Because most of the water lies to the east of this slurry flow. There's some that comes down out of Willow Creek, out of the Zell country. But again, it flows north. It doesn't go underneath this slurry flow. So water, maybe there's 250 gallons there. It will supply four or five houses, but that's about all it's going to do. And that doesn't seem to be an issue at the moment with all the pot growers out there, whether they have water on a parcel or not. They're able to find sufficient water to maintain their growth at this point with no real way to shut it off. So I don't know what to tell you what to do with all of this. It does meet the legal requirement in lot size. It will never be a profitable agricultural operation. There just isn't the water there to do it. That's all I've got.
Chair, ready for a motion?
Yes, sir.
I'll go ahead and move that we adopt resolution PC2021-006, resolution of Planning Commission of the County of Siskiyou, State of California, determining the project exempt from California Environmental Quality Act and approving the West Tentative Parcel Map, TPM-20-03.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion from the commission and or staff? This is a voice vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Commissioner Hart, can you unmute please and vote on this item?
I voted aye, yep.
Thank you.
Motion carries 5-0.